This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, 1090 KTGO, booming to the Bakken, from the oil capital of North Dakota, KTGO, and 1460 KLTC, right there on the western edge, the engines that bring you the What's On Your Mind radio program, along with the iHeartMedia apps and our station apps at flagfamily.com, so you can listen right there from your smartphone or at your desk online or any other way you like on What's On Your Mind. There you go, folks. That's how we do it on What's On Your Mind. Welcome to the program. My name is Scott Hinnon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is right shotgun right alongside here. How are you today, Todd?
Doing great. How are you?
Manny, you ready to answer the telephone and talk with some of our fine listeners? You up for that today, man?
He might be doing that already.
The guy's the busiest guy on radio.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's got a multitask.
Our phone rings like crazy. He's got to punch all the buttons, make sure all the things are right, and you know we're going. And he has to answer the telephone. So
stuff. Yeah, Scott's got the easiest job. All he has to do is talk.
I know. I just converse with people. Unbelievable.
Maddie's got the toughest. I'm in the middle someplace with text and stuff.
When he's done, I'll give him an opportunity to give a little caller clinic here today on the program for when you do call. So, Manny, you'll let us know when you're no longer unavoidably detained. 800-228-0550 is the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. That's the number you call to talk with us. We have a Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline that goes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776, and when you call, you can press 1, leave a message with your comment, or press 2 to chat with us live on the air when we're on the air. But that way, really, if you're listening to a replay, KLTC, for instance, does a replay later in the afternoons. K-Fire plays the show a second time, evenings from 7 to 9 p.m., so a lot of opportunities to listen to the show.
It's so nice it's on twice.
Isn't that swell? You can call that number as well, so it's a good way to go. You can also email us. We love that. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd. Loves to get the text. Loves the text. And that is 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. I guess the last thing we could mention, and we love good old-fashioned mail. So if you just want to pen a little note, give a little comment, send a newspaper clipping or something, as people do darn near every single day. We have a couple of addresses. As you know, I'm everywhere. Yesterday in Tioga and just, you know, moving around constantly. Did Energy Matters yesterday from Bismarck, but today in Fargo, I'm just wherever I need to be. You know, so I'm everywhere. So the easiest way to do that is to send it to the mothership, 550 K-Fire, 3550 East Rosser in Bismarck, North Dakota. Okay? Simple as that. Very good. All right. So, Manny, you're okay? Everything's fine now? You ready to rock and roll? We just were asking how you were, number one.
Oh, yeah. I'm plenty good.
Ready to take some calls, as you are already doing, we understand, on the program.
You already have one caller ready to go.
He's ready to go already. He's been screened. Now, speaking of that, when the people call, what do you like them to say? You want them to tell you their name, the town they're from, and just, hey, I want to talk to Scott about the Keystone XL pipeline or a Dakota Access pipeline, or just give you kind of one phrase there.
Yeah, right? Just do, you know, one or two words on, if you want to talk about Donald Trump, just let me know, hey, I want to talk about Donald Trump, and get that in there, or whatever's on your mind.
What should they not tell you as the engineer and call screener?
Like a story.
Manny, what do you think about all this? Blah, 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 blah,
or what they want to tell me, because you want them to save that for me.
Yeah, and I very rarely will I be able to, like, pass along, like, messages. Usually, if you give me something very simple, like, hey, tell Scott that it was in 1927, not 1934, then that's, you know, I can do that. But
sure,
if you give me a long story to pass along, I'm not very good at relaying those sorts of messages.
All right, well, I have one question like that, but we'd like to have you come on the air and not tell Manny about it, but... Give me a rough estimate of how many law enforcement officials are down at Standing Rock at that protest today. Okay, I'd like a rough idea of how many you see. I've seen some pictures of the of it, and I'm disturbed about it. I don't like it, and I want to talk a little bit about that. But that'd be an example. See if you're saying, hey, I'm driving, you know, six today, or what is it, six and 1806? I guess that the two routes, you know, and whatever you've seen there. We always appreciate anything in the way of road reports, weather reports, you know, so those kind of things. Love to have you come on the air, but if you do chat with Manny, just know that he's super busy and not going to be able to have a long conversation with you because there's somebody else calling right behind you and buttons to push and everything else. So just thought we would do that today. I'm going to rather quickly tell you what's on my mind and then find out what's on yours. Just a quick programming note. We had scheduled a conversation today with Grant Levi. Grant Levi is the director of the North Dakota Department of Transportation. We've got a lot of calls and comments on different things related to road construction and whatnot, and so we just decided maybe it's time for a talk radio town hall on that. Grant Levi was unable to join us at the last minute today, even though this has been planned for a couple of weeks, because of another meeting, but they have said we're sorry, number one, and number two, get this rescheduled as soon as we can. We'd ask to have a date by the showtime here today. We haven't got it yet. If we get it before the end of the program, we'll let you know, okay? UND President Mark Kennedy will join us. He's on a tour of North Dakota with new faculty. We'll find out how that's going. They are at the Capitol as we speak. He'll be joining us next hour for a couple minutes. Otherwise, the time's all yours today on the news of the day. Couple of things. One on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. We are, as North Dakotans, less safe because of what these protesters are trying to do. And I think Standing Rock Reservation, I think the tribe, I think also this Earth Justice group, ought to be held accountable for it. Law enforcement are down there, taken away from their regular everyday duties, a lot of highway patrol is an example, because these people are trying to do a made-for-TV event. All right? That's what it's about. Now, I learned something very interesting yesterday. Brian Cox, a member of the Public Service Commission, they're the folks that cite pipelines. They did the Dakota Access Pipeline. They hold hearings. In the Dakota Access Pipeline, they held three specific public hearings where you or I could come and say, I don't want this pipeline to go there, and here's why. Earth Justice, and by the way, Earth Justice is all about stopping dirty fuels. So this isn't about the Dakota Access Pipeline. This is about their extreme environmental activism against fossil fuels. Okay? It's a fringe viewpoint. They are not a mainstream group. They're wackadoodles. Okay? They're entitled to their opinion. This is America, but they're an extreme group. Okay? They, along with others with the Standing Rock Reservation, didn't take the time to come to the hearings and say, we object. File a protest. Give comment to their concerns. Which, in my mind, allows us to more easily dismiss them now. And what they're doing with this, and there's all kinds of stories out there about documentaries, and you know, there's a whole front page story in the Fargo Forum. I mean, you wonder why Fargo gets the reputation it has. It's largely because of a story like this, top of the fold in the Fargo, the Forum of Fargo-Moorhead today. The whole thing is about how this protest is being documented with a time machine tech. I'm not going to bore you with this. They're using vintage photo technology known as wet plate collodion. I don't even know if that's the word, to capture images of people protesting the Dakota. It's a made-for-TV documentary stunt, and they're writing newspaper stories about it. It's insane. It's crazy. Makes no sense whatsoever. Who cares what kind of camera or process they're using to chronicle this protest? Why don't you tell us who's behind this? Why don't you tell us that they didn't even go to the hearings of the Public Service Commission to lodge their complaint? They're being played like fools. And meanwhile, we have less highway patrol on the highways of North Dakota. We have less deputies from sheriff's office around the state patrolling. We have less good guys looking for bad guys because of this garbage. Here's my suggestion. Send them a bill. Send them a bill. They had to get a big, giant bill, no different than the North Dakota Petroleum Council paid for all the law enforcement activity related to Donald Trump's visit, right? They were sent a big, giant bill. It's part of the reason you had to pay to get in to see Donald Trump, because it was spendy. Forget how much the city of Bismarck was reimbursed, but it was a lot of money. Tens of thousands of dollars kind of money, okay? Oh, all right. That was because of a visit by Donald Trump, presidential candidate, coming to Bismarck at the request of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. How's this any different? This is for their made-for-TV movie. Send them a bill. Send them a bill. And by the way, I'll repeat what I said yesterday. In addition to send a bill, put them in jail if they in any way impede the progress of this lawfully permitted pipeline, of which they have not previously objected. Tired of this stuff. It's crazy. And you know what? We're all a bunch of just mindless idiots sucking it in. Oh, yeah, the protests. Oh, the water down there. Gosh, I am worried about the water. It's unbelievable what passes for news these days. I tell you what. Robert and Kildare, Josh on the road. We're going to get to you next on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. We are excited to offer scholarships for full-paid registrations for up to 26 North Dakota soybean producers to attend the world's top agricultural bioscience international conference, making its first USA appearance in Fargo, North Dakota, September 18th through the 21st. Being Better Food, Better World, ABIC 2016 will focus on how public and private research collaborates by using science to solve issues related to the increasing demand for food. Attendees will hear from university researchers, private sector scientists, independent researchers, and others who are applying for practical use of science to impact health and nutrition and make a difference in feeding the world. If you're interested in applying for a scholarship to attend, please contact the Soybean Office at 701-239-7194 by August 20th.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
National Guard, that's what I suggest. They'll free up our peacekeeping officers.
Yeah, they could pay the National Guard to them. Guard active duty reserve folks have jobs. They get called up, they get paid by the government. Somebody's got to pay that tab too. You know, I'm just tired of this, and I'm tired of how the media doesn't, you know, cover correctly. So if I sound like I didn't get a good night's sleep last night, it's not true. I got a great night's sleep. You know why, don't you, Todd?
My pillow.
That's right. How was your sleep?
You know, here's the thing. You know, I took that week off, and I had my daughter and her husband house sit, and now I can't find my pillow. They must have lost it.
Hey, somebody stole your pillow. I know exactly. That happens. You got to be very watchful of that. Yeah.
So I'm going to have to order up some pillows, and I'll be standing by to get that phone number from you.
The second my head hits the pillow, I say, okay, who stole it? I want it back. But, you know, this is what you'll do, too. You'll be obsessed with your pillow if you do like Todd and I do, and sleep on the best pillow money can buy.
I've never had a pillow where I've scrambled around going, no, this isn't the pillow. This is usually it's been any old pillow. Now, nope, I got to have the MyPillow. I have to have it.
Exactly right. And we have a 4-for-1 deal now where you got two classic pillows and two travel pillows. So if you're in a plane, in a car, you'll take a little rest. You'll love it. Promo code Scott when you go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. That's $160 in savings for that deal. And there's a lot of great deals. It's easy to own, machine washable and dryable, kind of like your favorite pair of blue jeans. It's non-allergenic. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. 10-year warranty, so 60-night money-back guarantee. Great peace of mind in that. Trust me on this one thing. You need this pillow. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. So I slept good. I need a vacation, but I have New York on my mind, November 29th. Going with a bunch of wonderful listeners. We'll tell you about that later in the program today. So the vacation thing isn't there. I slept fine. I'm just agitated. I'm agitated about, and mostly maybe I'm agitated at myself for getting sucked into this and seeing how many other people get sucked into it as well. Okay? That we don't see the forest through the trees on this. You know who Pat Caddell is? Pat Caddell is a guy that worked for Jimmy Carter. He is a longtime Democratic political operative, 45 years. I mean, a liberal, but a fair guy. He said in an article recently, this was about Donald Trump, but it's to just apply this to any story related to the media. He said the media assault on Trump is unprecedented. Democratic political analyst, Pat Caddell saying this. Here's a quote. This is the crisis of democracy. The mainstream media, which is in the tank in the most violent way against Donald Trump and for Hillary Clinton than I have ever seen in the 45 years I've been at the top of presidential politics. And it is terrifying. Not just that they're for Hillary and telling us that Trump is evil. And my God, no human being could possibly vote for him. He's paraphrasing the media there. It is what they are omitting. The facts that they will not tell the American people. And folks, sorry to do this. I'm going to connect it to the Dakota Access Pipeline. And the largest news organization in the state of North Dakota, the Forum of Fargo-Moorhead, who has a forum news service now that provides news to other newspapers, like the Bismarck Tribune. They outsource their news to the Fargo Forum. That's what the Bismarck Tribune does right now. And other newspapers. And you send a nice person, but a very liberal person, by the name of Robin Huebner, to cover a story, and she comes back with the fact that they're using some kind of wet plate technology to chronicle this in a late 1800s vintage kind of way. Who cares how it's being photographed, chronicled? Tell me how many law enforcement officers at what expense are being diverted from crimes and investigations in North Dakota because these people want to stop progress on a pipeline that lawfully has been put in place. This is civil unrest. This is anarchy. It's crazy. They're readying for 5,000 campers down there, protesters. They're busing in from all over the place for this. So, and the media doesn't tell you that Earth Justice is funding this and organizing this and all behind it and everything else, and they're all against oil. They don't give you any of that. It's crazy, folks. And by the way, on the Trump stuff today, what are you going to hear about? Oh, a shakeup in the Trump campaign. Oh, he used a teleprompter last night. I mean, really. 99.9% of people never heard anybody in positions of power inside a campaign. It doesn't matter. You know why Hillary Clinton goes off, the campaign trail goes completely dark. Nobody knows why. Is it for health reasons? We're 85 days away from a presidential election. She's completely quiet. Give her a free pass. Doesn't do press events, hides. And they're obsessing over Donald Trump using a teleprompter. When's the last time you've heard anybody say President Obama is using a teleprompter for a speech he uses all the time? The guy can't put three words together without a teleprompter. But it's news when Donald Trump uses it, and it isn't when Barack Obama does. What Donald Trump said in Milwaukee is the story. Donald Trump did something Mitt Romney wouldn't do. Donald Trump did something John McCain wouldn't do. Goes right in to the eye of the storm, Milwaukee and this unrest, and says directly to the black community, they have served you poorly. What will bring you out of this morass is a job. That's why you need to vote for me. That message, incredible. All right, I'm going to get off my soapbox here and let you go to town. Robert and Kildare, you've heard what's on my mind.
Yes.
Now, I want to know what's on your mind.
Well, I agree with you, and I'm going to go off a little subject. I wanted to talk about global warming and the pipeline, but I don't often get a chance to vent like you do on the air, and I want to give you a little tidbit that I do. The other thing that irritates me is when I get these telemarketers calling, and I stop them right away, and I say, who are you voting for, Hillary or Trump? And if they say Hillary, I tell them that Hillary is a lying, no-good piece of work, and if you're voting for her, I think the exact same of you, and that you are probably lying, and I choose not to do business with you, so goodbye, and I hang up on them. And it gives me a little bit of satisfaction out of a irritating telemarketer.
Well, and yeah,
but anyway,
yeah,
what
the first part of your little, skit there with the telemarketers, I like, engage them, right? I mean, maybe they'll think a little bit. You know, you want me to give you my hard-earned money for a product you're selling. In order to do that, I need a government that doesn't take more and more and more. What have I earned? So that's why I'm for Trump, not for Hillary. How about you? You know, you can educate them a little bit. Yeah, it's very good, Robert. It's very good. Now, global warming, you're right to connect that to the pipeline because, again, this Earth Justice, that's what they're all about. They're extreme environmentalists that have this utopian view of that global warming is caused by fossil fuels, and that's why we're having this debate.
Yeah, I like the Earth First deal. You know, we'll mine and use the resources on Earth first, and then we'll do the rest of the planets later. So, anyway, let's talk about global warming. I study astrology and love to look at the night sky. And one of the things I ran across on the NASA website was the Mars rover gives temperatures. And you can actually look at the graph of the temperatures on Mars.
Okay, I'm dying to know what the temp is on Mars. We'll do that on the other side of the break. Then Josh, Joey, and Henry on What's On Your Mind. Tell me, please. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
New York City at Christmas time. Unforgettable. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon. My wife, Marie, and I are again this year hosting a trip to New York City for our listeners. It is a tour that includes everything you need to see in New York City. I can't do the itinerary justice in this commercial, so if you'd like the full itinerary, email me, scott@flagfamily.com. We have a great price, great hotel, the Homewood Suites by Hilton, great tour operator. Everything's perfect. Did it last year, and you're going to absolutely love it. We'll see everything from the Empire State Building to the 9/11 Museum and 9/11 Memorial, Little Italy and Chinatown. The Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum is absolutely fantastic. The Fox News Channel, guided tour of Ellis Island, the Statue of Liberty, see a Broadway show, An American in Paris, and the Rockettes in Radio City Music Hall. Plus, we added a college hockey game. UND is taking on Boston College. We'll be there in Madison Square Garden. Call Jason at Group Travel Planners, 952-898-0008. 952-898-0008. Or email me, scott@flankfamily.com, for details on the great deal to New York City.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Wednesday edition of the program brought to you in part by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Getting set for their annual meeting, which is coming up next month in Minot. They've got a great lineup, including a fellow by the name of Pete Hegseth. Pete Hegseth, you see on Fox News Channel, Iraq, Afghanistan, Army, veteran. Regular part of the Fox and Friends crew there kind of regularly now. Did a lot of reporting. He's on Outnumbered a lot. Just been on. If you watch Fox News Channel, you've seen Pete Hegseth. You know what I'm talking about. So he is keynoting. So check that out. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. You can also find them on Facebook. All right, back to Robert and Kildare on What's On Your Mind here. And Robert was talking about temperature patterns in Mars and what that means about global warming. So give me your best 30 seconds on the temperature pattern in Mars here.
Yeah, it's interesting. If you take the yearly total of daily temperatures on Mars and you overlay them with what's here on Earth, it's amazing that the graph matches exactly. And I'm not any scientist, but I understand that it's the same heat source that's causing temperature rises on Mars, the same as here on Earth. And for us to think that we have something to do with it is kind of ridiculous. And, you know, I always wonder why other people or the scientists don't look at these, you know, these temperatures.
Good question, Robert. Appreciate the call. But you're also right to tie that global warming jihad to the protesters at Dakota Access, because that's what it's all about. Again, missing from the news stories because they're too busy talking about what kind of camera they're using. I'm not making this up. There is a, for one, it looks like an old-time photo that takes up half of the front of the forum, and then down the second picture, below the fold, so above the fold is taken up completely by this lens leaps back, documenting North Dakota pipeline protest with time machine tech. This is the story. And the second story, next to numbers grow at pipeline protest, where Amy Dalrymple does an actual news story. Thank you, Amy. There's a little photo of the camera that's being used to do the actual cameraman. Maybe they connect the group, Earth Justice, who has all along said, here's what we're for, and what you can find on Earth Justice's own website about what they believe about global warming and quote-unquote dirty fuels, and reveal what the real story is on this pipeline. And then maybe somebody could put in there that they don't even come to the hearings of the Public Service Commission on the actual sighting of this and don't protest it. Made-for-TV nonsense. And our law enforcement is being drained to diverted, and the coffers drained for this. Crazy. Josh, on the road, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Josh.
Scott, you're dead on this protest in the media. I happened to, by accident, drive through there yesterday. I was held up for 45 minutes. I was on my way to South Dakota for business. I happened to have a safety green shirt on. I got stopped, ID'd. They wanted to know who I worked for, what I was doing, where I was going. Now, if a police officer wants to do that, I'm perfectly fine with that. But it wasn't a police officer. The other part is, you get out of this, and you make it about three-quarters of a mile down the road, you just get back up to speed, and here's the Bureau of Indian Affairs leading a group of protesters down the highway. He's 5 miles north of the reservation. What's he even doing out there? This is ridiculous, and the media isn't covering it. I lost 45 minutes of business time yesterday.
Yeah, that's
because
wrong.
Of this protest.
That's wrong. And by the way, who did you say was leading these people away?
The Bureau of Indian Affairs, one of their patrol cars was north of the reservation leading the protest.
Okay, yeah, BIA was. And by the way, there have been caravans going at high rates of speed with government plates escorting them of these buses bringing these protesters in. So, I don't know what BIA's, that's curious to me, too. Here's what we need. Memo to Governor Dalrymple. I think you need to get some sheriffs and some highway patrol in a room. And we have tomorrow Lieutenant Tom Iverson is going to join us on the program to talk about the resources that have been diverted from the highway patrol's perspective, because I want to know. And there were meetings about this today, so he was unable to join us. He's going to join us tomorrow. We have a call to the Morton County Sheriff. But I think everybody, law enforcement officials, they ought to be in a room saying, enough. This is ridiculous. When you, Josh, have your day disrupted by 45 minutes, and, that's magnified by how many others, and for what? A made-for-TV protest? We need some adults in the room. This has got to stop. It's ridiculous.
Exactly, Scott. Do they not realize that the way that they're getting to the protests in their fossil fuel vehicles, all the clothes that they're wearing and everything else are produced by petroleum, the exact thing that they're protesting against? It makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, and, I don't even want to begin on the hypocrisy. You're absolutely right of that. I feel actually kind of sad that some of the, tribe members have been roped into this. I don't know if they're getting paid or what, but, the chairman's obviously hook, line, and sinker taking the bait from this Earth Justice group and loving the attention for it. And, again, if they were genuinely concerned about the pipeline path, then you would be part of the process that decided which path it was going to take. There were hearings for that. They didn't even show up. They didn't even show up. Here is Brian Kulk. Play that clip from Energy Matters yesterday. Brian Kulk, when I asked him about the protesters and the folks involved down there, whether they've been part of the process. Todd, do you have that? Somewhere, anywhere? Maybe? Todd might be unavoidably detained. We have it. We'll play in a bit here. Josh, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Joey in Selfridge, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, buddy, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, no offense to Todd, but Scott, you're my hero, man. That's all I got to say about that.
Well, he's my hero, too, so...
Why in the world am I your hero?
If I'm your hero, then we have trouble.
You're point blank, you're blunt. You're point blank and you're blunt. But anyway, I know for a fact, okay, Cheyenne River Eagle Butte, the tribal chairman, he pays their employees, he gave them a week off. Went paid to go up there, okay? But anyway, I think they ought to bring in the National Guard in and shut this down right now. I mean, they can't. They're trespassing. They're not on the reservation.
Yeah.
Get it over with.
Right. I mean, it should be shut down. I don't know whether the National Guard or what agency's right to do it. Again, whoever it is, whatever law enforcement is utilized to get this, to get some common sense here, the tab ought to go to the tribe.
Yep, the only meeting that I remember that they ever went to was a Grand River Casino, and the only reason why half the people showed up is because they were offering free meal afterwards. Okay, that was, what, a month and a half ago. And that was on a KLND out of, it played over the radio, KLND out of Little Eagle.
Yeah, well, that would be, I don't want to put this on individual tribal members. I really think but I do want is some fair media reporting of the actual group that comes in and asks, and some scrutiny of the arrangement and everything else. Because the tribal leadership should explain this. So should this group. There's a well-oiled machine going on here, and that wouldn't surprise me if it includes, not only feeding people but paying people to be part of this, and they're being used. They're being used. That's what I don't like.
Yep.
I mean, if they have a legitimate beef, if they have a legitimate beef about the pipeline, a concern, God bless them. You can do that, but you can't stop construction. You can't stop people trying to get to and from work.
No.
You can't impede traffic. You know, you can protest over in the corner and be heard, and the media will love you. They're like a magnet. Cameras to protest like a magnet, man. They love it. So don't worry about it. You'll get the press. You'll get the coverage. That won't be a problem.
You know, and these people that put in the pipe, they're professionals. They know what they're doing. You know, they do this stuff for a living, you know.
You're exactly right. In fact, this is a good place to play some of Brian Kalk's comments. First on the protesters and whether they engaged in the process. Listen to this, Joey. Roll that for
it's a
Brian
very
Kalk.
Good process, and when we go through the hearing, we consult with the Corps of Engineers. We consult with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. We consult with the North Dakota State Historical Preservation Office. So the issues that they're talking about with, you know, water quality and things like that, these are all issues that we go through, and if there's not something that we like, we fix it. So I'm very confident that Dakota Access is a good project. Our siting process is very good, and lots of things that are built into place. So it's just, it is frustrating because, you know, we've got responsibilities to have a good power grid, to have a good transportation grid, whether it's pipelines or trucks or rail. But these folks, you wonder what it is the end of the day they want when they're not willing to follow the process.
Didn't follow the process. And here's where I specifically asked him. So I'm saying, and I said to him, Joey, I said, so you're telling me that the Standing Rock, this Earth Justice, none of these people came to the actual hearings. Here's the other comment he made.
The groups that are protesting now did not show up any of our hearings. None of the people that were down there showed up to our hearings. We had three hearings throughout North Dakota. You know, that's where we had a lot of people show up at these hearings with concerns about water quality, concerns about land remediation, concerns about this, that, and everything. But these folks did not show up at the hearings.
And to your point, Joey, they are professionals that are putting the pipeline in, number one. This Dakota Access Pipeline is part of Energy Transfer Partners, a huge, huge entity that does this all over the globe, number one. Number two, the Public Service Commission is saying no, yep, no, yep. I mean, they're the representative of you and I as taxpayers in this process as well. And these folks didn't opt out. They're more busy getting a fancy camera to make this look like an old time protest, I guess, or something. So
yeah,
you're exactly
meeting
right.
They held at Grand River Casino here. What was it, a month and a half ago? Okay, they brought a colonel in from the Corps engineer. You know, this guy, he was flat out honest with everybody. Okay, about the whole thing, but this process did not start over in a month. It's been going on for at least a couple of years, I bet. And I remember reading articles in the paper about meetings set up, and people don't even show up. And now all of a sudden they want to show up? Come on now.
You're exactly right, Joey. Appreciate the call. Call again. Henry in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
Hey, I appreciate your passion on the art thing, but I'm confused that you don't have the same passion with Black Lives Matter when they do the same thing in Minneapolis or wherever they're at. I mean, they're a terrorist organization, but yet you think Trump should meet with them, and you drag Manny out saying that Manny's got the insight on all this, and everything you said about the people protesting the pipeline, you can say exactly the same thing about Black Lives Matter. And I'm wondering how you draw the distinction.
Well, I don't know. Manny or Todd, you're here every day, and the listeners are as well. I don't think you've heard me say a lot of good things about Black Lives Matter and how they operate. They're quite the opposite, you know. Been very,
right.
Very critical of them.
Agreed.
I don't know how you, I guess who, George Soros, who's writing checks for this? Who do you hold accountable? It's a little easier to know who to hold accountable in the protesting of the Dakota Access Pipeline saying, send a bill. Send a bill. I don't know who you send a bill to in that case. So I'm not sure you heard correctly. I mean, I don't drag Manny out if I have a question about, hey, easy for me to say this is a white guy. I'm just curious from somebody else's perspective how they're feeling about this. This isn't dragging anybody out. It's just asking for an opinion, having a little dialogue. But thanks for the comment. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe.
PetroServe USA.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for healthcare. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit BreatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Back to the phone we go. Art, Sunbelt Business Brokers, is on the phone. Hello, Art. How's it going today?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to telling our listeners about how Sunbelt Business Brokers has been around for some time and really made a name for itself in business sales. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, Sunbelt's been around since 1978. It has over 240 franchises, 1,400 sales brokers on six continents, and we usually sell about 2,000 businesses annually. So Sunbelt of North Dakota is one of those franchises. So we have a worldwide reach, but it's locally owned and controlled.
Now, we have a website we're going to give out in a moment. Tell us about how powerful that is for your listings.
Our website gets three times the view of our next three competitors combined.
That's a great way to reach buyers, folks, and that is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Start now. Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I share your frustration with what's going on down there at the pipeline, but why would they do anything to them? Look at what happens in Wisconsin, Missouri, wherever they have any of these protests. They burn down people's buildings. They destroy people's businesses. They burn police cars. They cause all kinds of destruction, and nobody does anything about it. They just let them go. Nobody gets punished. Nobody gets charged. Meanwhile, people lose their businesses, their homes, their livelihood. Police officers become injured, and taxpayer property is destroyed, and yet nothing ever happens. What a country we live in under the Democrats. Thank you.
Appreciate the call, and I share the frustration. I really do. That's why I think we need to, you know, applaud when Donald Trump does what he did yesterday, goes into Milwaukee Literally, the governor was there saying, I may be there, I may not, because we got all this situation going on here. Goes right into the eye of the storm, specifically to deal with this, and says, look, you've been poorly served. That's why this happens. So to me, you gotta bring law and order back. And then you've got to engage these folks to say, this is the world you've been handed. Take it head on. I absolutely love it. Back to more of your calls in a moment, but I first want to tell you about an exciting service that I have been telling you about recently, a new sponsor of our show. It's OurOldNumber.com, and the name says it all, because many of you still have your old landline number in your home, and like most people, you've probably had it for many years. Everybody knows the number. It's in directory assistance. The school and doctor's office has it. All your family and friends have it. But with our busy lifestyles, being on the run, we're hardly ever even home anymore. We're missing important calls. Maybe getting annoying telemarketing calls during dinner. Well, folks, OurOldNumber.com is the perfect solution. With OurOldNumber.com, calls to your important home telephone number are forwarded onto your cell phone. Any call to your home number can be forwarded on to any member of your household at any time, anywhere they are. So say you and your wife are at work or out running errands and the kids are at after-school activities. When friends or family call your home, they can pick who they want to speak to. The call is then immediately and seamlessly forwarded to that family member's cell phone. And remember these two important additional features. Telemarketers can't get through to you. Second, you'll save money every month by canceling your landline service. But to be clear, your important home phone number stays with you. And you only get rid of the expensive landline service. Is that great or what? We have a great offer for our listeners. For the remainder of the month, you'll get free activation by using the promo code SCOTT. So savings of $25. Sign up online at OurOldNumber.com or call them 800-774-0530. OurOldNumber.com, the best way to make your home telephone number as mobile as you are. 800-774-0530. Lee in Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me, Lee.
Hey. Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
I'm good today. How are you?
I'm all right. Say, I just want to make a quick comment on this pipeline deal. You know, when I first heard about it, you know, I went online, I was looking at it, and I was thinking, where were they when all these meet, like you said, when these meetings were being held and all these hearings? And then they show video from the site. And you got these guys standing there. You got all these North Dakota state troopers standing there. And you got these people that are protesting, and they're shouting at the highway patrol, shoot me now, shoot me in the head, put me out of my misery, I don't want to see my people hurt. This is the old Calvary of old, this is the white man. I saw the video, I saw it.
Are you kidding me?
Shouting, no, I've seen it several times now, it's been posted online, I've seen it. They're shouting at these law enforcement officials, shoot me in the head now, as one guy says. This is just like the old Calvary, the white man doing what they want again. They're going to hurt us again. And I was thinking to myself, if there was even a sliver of an ounce that I would have even listened for a second to actually what they're trying to protest, you lost me. Because when you talk like that and you act like that, you got a higher agenda than worrying about if the pipeline's going under the river or not. It's a much bigger agenda, which we all know. And I think people will search that online and look at that, because if they truly were concerned about this, they would have been at the hearings before, and they wouldn't be saying things like, shoot me in the head, and this is the old white man's Calvary coming again. It's just disgusting. And the other thing, Scott, is how long until Obama invites some of these people to the White House to have a meeting? Because that'll be the next thing. But get that off my chest.
I'm glad you did, Lee. It's very well said. And here's the deal. This is why I'm so agitated about the media's role in this. Let's let North Dakota be the role model, folks, for how you handle this kind of anarchy, okay? And that's where the governor and whether it's our National Guard, many of you have suggested the National Guard ought to be involved, use it as a training exercise, whatever, so law enforcement can go back to being law enforcement and deal with this. However, shut it down. Shut it down. Stop what they are doing, this made-for-TV event. They can protest. Nobody's going to take away anybody's free speech rights, but they can do it without impeding the construction of the project, without impeding traffic, and the media needs to do a better job. This sounds weird to connect this to the Trump campaign, but it's the same thing that all of you are frustrated about in how the presidential race is covered. And I quoted Pat Caddell, a Democratic analyst of 45 years, saying this is a crisis of democracy. That's what he's calling it. And he's talking specifically about the mainstream media in the tank in the most violent way. That's his words against Donald Trump and for Hillary Clinton. Unlike anything he's seen in 45 years, and said, quote, it is terrifying. Not just that they're for Hillary and telling us that Trump is evil and no human being could possibly vote for him. It's what they are omitting. The facts they will not tell the American people. So, folks, that's here, too. That's here, too, on things like the Dakota Access Pipeline. It is. Speak out.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Sick of paying that landline phone bill for something you hardly ever use anymore? I was, too. But I didn't want to give up the phone number our family had had for decades. OurOldNumber.com was the solution. Now when someone calls us on our home phone number, they can reach us wherever we are. There's no equipment to buy, and you don't even need the Internet. And we save over $25 every month. OurOldNumber.com makes your home phone number as mobile as you are. OurOldNumber.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Adamoose, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.